reached the Juneau Police Department. You've reached the Juneau Police Department and Capital City Fire and Rescue Dispatch Center. If you are reporting an immediate threat to life or property, please hang up and call 911. If not, please stay on the line to speak with a dispatcher. Did you know you can file your police report online? The types of reports that can be filed online are...
Dispatch, how can I help you?
Yeah, I believe there were police at my house, and I don't understand why.
What's your name?
My name is Chance.
Okay. Well, I think someone's trying to talk with you. Is there somewhere where I can let them know where you're at?
Could you tell me what this is about?
All I know is that I think an officer just needs to speak with you.
There's no reason or why. I'm not under arrest or anything.
I told you all I know.
All right, well, if I'm not under arrest or being detained or anything like that, I'd like to hop out.
Well, it'd be easier if we could, you know, meet someplace and talk.
Oh, I'm sure it would. But given what's going on, you know, me calling for Ed Mercer to be arrested or be put under citizen's arrest or anything like that, I don't think that talking to a policeman right now is probably the smartest thing.
What, Chance, what's going on?
The Las Vegas shooting is going on. It's been going on. And I've been calling for Ed Mercer to step down.
Why would that need to be?
Because Ed Mercer is committing gross negligence.
How so?
I don't think that is any of your business. I mean, if you, and as a matter of fact, if you can't see it, then I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I just know that someone would like to speak with you, and if we could set up a place to meet, that would be preferable.
Well, if you could tell me why, that would be even more preferable.
Sometimes we're not privy to that.
Well, you can have an officer call me.
Do you have a good phone number?
Yep. 907-419-7844.
All right, I will do so.
All right, thank you. But just please put in there that I would prefer not to meet with one if I'm not under arrest or if I have not broken any laws, which I have not. And I have not put anybody under any kind of threat. I have never done anything like that. The only thing I'm calling for is Ed Mercer's removal.
All right, I'll pass along.
Thank you. By the way, guys, when you call that number, it says University of Alaska Southeast. And they tell me that they're not on campus. That they're in Lemon Creek or something. I just got off the phone with dispatch again, and she says it's Patrick Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N, badge number 172. And she also, she also asked why I didn't open the door, and I told her why, because he was knocking like a madman. And I'm not answering the door for somebody who doesn't knock normal, you know? And she asked what kind of knocking he was doing, and I told her, ring the doorbell, knocking on the door, ring the doorbell, knocking on the door, ring the doorbell, knocking on the door, ring the doorbell, knocking on the door. And then she asked why again, and I said that, you know, I'm not trying to have anything like that in my life, you know, where, yeah, I know that there's plenty of corrupt cops out here in Juneau. And she says that she doesn't know any. And I said, excuse me? And then she said, never mind. So, you know, and I told her that I'm not trying to have that in my life. I'm not trying to open the door and have that in my life at all. So, we're going to see what's going to happen now. By the way, I asked her for his phone number, and she didn't comply. It's been one entire week later, and a day or two. Let's see, what's today? Thursday? It's been an entire week and 2 days, which would be 9 days. It's been 9 days, and I just got out of prison to serve on a warrant that Vegas just completely dropped the charges on. After reviewing the whole entire case, they dropped the entire case. So I'm now a free man, no warrants. Would Juno Police Force like to explain that one? Would the University of Alaska like to explain that? Thank you guys for listening, and that's what's up.